time.
Yeah. Shanga really likes Christmas because he gets so excited and everything. He wants to do his own little thing. You decorated the tree too, huh, Shanga?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
How big was it? Your size, right? Oh, put a star on the top.
That's pretty. No,
yeah. A light star.
You like stars?
Shanga, what are you going to do with your Mr. Microphone when you get it?
Sing it.
Would you sing this with Mommy?
Better watch out. You better not shout. You better not cry. I'm telling you why.
Yeah. Why?
Santa
sing it, Mike.
Claus is coming to town.
Okay.
He's making a
there she is.
There she is.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it's time for The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. And we were laughing yesterday. What song do you want to hear, Mike? Said, oh, something from Glass Night and the Pimp. So I pulled it up on the board here real fast. And it must have been 5 minutes that little boy talking about Santa.
Gladys was talking her way through it.
Gladys, come on, sing, girl.
Yeah. Now, I'm sitting here. I know we talked, you and Malcolm yesterday.
Yes.
Talked about songs he did not like.
Which cracked me up. He was in such a bah humbug Scrooge mood.
Not Malcolm, no.
Seriously.
No,
it's like, come on,
not.
Buddy.
No,
yeah.
No. But this is from my favorite Christmas album ever, which is Gladys Knight and the Pips. Christmas album.
This says here, the classic Christmas album. That's right, I pulled it from. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we'll find see if we can find a livelier tune.
We got to play a little Pentatonics also before
I know.
The show.
So good. Okay. Well, I played one by them yesterday for Malcolm. There is a Bah Humbug song.
Oh, Pentatonics?
Yes.
Really?
It's a whole litany of Bah Humbugs in a row.
He was in a rare mood.
I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. But I'm happy to see you. I've missed you last week.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, I'm getting there. There's definitely something going around.
Oh, it's all over the place.
I was shared yesterday about how we had, I think, 4 people out at the station all week last week.
No
including
kidding.
Me. Yeah.
Really?
So something's going around, y'all. So it's almost wear mask weather, practically.
It really is. Yeah. It's a mess out there, but the weather is just gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's great gardening weather.
Yes,
nobody's going to do it.
Just gardening your Christmas tree.
Exactly, we can talk about that too. But really, it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful week. Christmas Day, I think it's going to be fabulous.
Have you got your tree up?
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you do a live tree?
I do a Fraser fir. I bought it from Bailey's.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I always like to buy it from Bailey's because they have those great Christmas tree stands.
Right.
You know, they've got long legs to the stands so the tree won't fall over, but also with the tub so you can keep water under the tree. Remember we talked about that when we talked about Christmas trees a couple of weeks ago. Whereas if you cut the bottom of the tree, and then put it in water, that allows the tree to take up the water and stay fresher.
Right.
No doubt.
Do you put anything in the water?
No. Remember, we laughed about that.
I know. Because we had a couple people texting what they put in.
Everything from aspirin to vodka.
Yeah, exactly. A little drunk Christmas tree, tilting a little bit.
Exactly.
A new version of limbo.
But the experts were saying, if you let the water, you know, the tree will take up the water, so your tub is going to end up empty if you don't keep it refilled.
Right.
And they said you don't want it to last more than 30 minutes without water.
Really?
That's kind of a stretch.
I was going to say, I think I've gone a day or two,
I have too, I'll be honest with you. But I think it helps. Mine's pretty fresh and hadn't lost any needles. It's looking pretty good. Looking good.
Well, that's good.
No question about it. Just a couple of things to get started here. That was one things that we need to do right now, and that is keep that water on the tree. No doubt about it. That's really going to keep it fresh.
It's finding that person, the lucky person that gets to crawl under the tree.
Well, and that's true. And
that was my job as a kid.
Well, exactly. And I'll have to tell you, at my age, that's not easy. Well, it's easy to get down there. I just can't get back up.
Right. There you go.
Exactly.
There you go.
But anyway, so we've got to keep those keys on trees fresh. And also, just a few safety things here that we need to talk about.
Oop, is that you?
Santa. That's Santa calling me.
Oh.
Yeah. think I'll
Is he putting you on the naughty list?
Well, I'm going to put Santa on standby here.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm not going to ask any questions about that.
Very, very good. I did want to, I'm going to say this because I'm afraid I would forget it as we move on with the show. Communities Caring at Christmas.
Yes.
What a success. What a success.
What they do, what Sue Strawn and Kathy Dunnigan and the whole gang,
Brett Lane,
and Brent,
right
everybody.
Right in the middle of it. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It's just fabulous. I saw a little piece on Channel 3, and bicycles. It looked like an acre of bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing.
I usually get a chance to go over it. Last year I helped them, when they would sort everything out and get everything ready. And
right. And
I was just amazed at the generosity of this community, Mike. There were so many dolls. And they had things not just for little kids, but the preteen kids, the foster kids that sometimes are that awkward age, 13,
exactly.
16. And they had makeup kits for girls. And they had neat stuff for the guys, video games. I mean, there was just a little something. It was so thoughtful, a little something for everybody.
No doubt about it. And the Communities Caring at Christmas is
an
amazing deal. Also, you have to look, quite frankly, at the faith-based community.
Yes.
That the churches have done.
The food distributions this month.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, some of them did toys and that type of thing,
mm-hmm.
which is wonderful. But it was a lot of food distribution for those folks that really needed it. And you have to congratulate all the churches for what they did during the season.
Well, I'm very high on Pensacola. We live in a very amazing place. I mean, it's beautiful and the beach, and we have so much going for us, but it's these things that just really touch my heart.
Hey.
But this goes on year-round, not just at Christmas time.
No, you're absolutely right.
I mean, we have people at Manna Food Bank, and we have all the ministries at the different churches. They're doing these distribution drives all year because some people are hurting right now.
It's a desperate time for a lot of people.
That's right.
And so anything we can all do to help, go for it.
Yep.
No doubt about it. I did want to say one thing about the bicycles.
Okay.
We'll go back to the bicycles.
Okay.
Community Caring at Christmas. And this is just, it's an obvious comment here, but with all of those bikes, you're going to have a lot of brand new bike riders on the roads.
Wobbly bike riders.
Wobbly bike riders. So it's just a note to all of us to be so careful as we drive, especially through the neighborhoods this time of year, and even especially at night.
Yeah.
So these kids are going to be out there and
all their new toys and balls and basketballs.
And that's what's great about this weather. They're going to be able to get out and get on those bikes. And like I said, there'll be some learners, some new bike riders. So we have to be very, very careful with that.
Well, the only downside, though, I was joking with a friend, is that I love this time of year to wear Christmas sweaters because I have all the Christmassy kind of stuff. I'm dying. It's too hot. And I don't really have any Christmas summer wear for 70-degree heat. So it's a dilemma.
Yeah, I don't have a Christmas sweater.
You what?
No, I don't.
Blasphemy.
I know it.
Mike Wiggins. Are you serious? Not a one?
I saw one the other day that I did like. It was all the snowflakes and all that. And right in the center of it was a picture of Chevy Chase.
Yes, that'll work. That'll do. I'm shocked.
An unusual
All those
Christmas
years it
sweater.
Was mayor, you never had to show up with a Santa hat on or a Christmas sweater or nothing.
That's right.
Bah humbug, you and Malcolm.
Oh, no bah humbug here. None at all. It's just great to, all the kids are out of school, and all the kids in our family, our grandchildren, are all coming home from college.
Oh, how many of you got? How many are going to be at your celebration this year?
Well, we're going to have about a little over 20 for dinner.
How wonderful.
Christmas Eve. But all the college kids are home and other kids are out of school. So you know what they're doing right now, don't you?
I don't know.
They're tuning into the Garden Line.
Hey, Merry Christmas to the Wiggins family.
Not just the Wiggins family. They're all these kids, I'm sure,
kids,
gathered
kids.
Around the radio.
Oh, I love
ready
it.
Ready to see what to plant. And
I know who the Santa is in that house. We're going to take a quick break.
Let's
We're going to get back with the Garden Line, and I promise you we will talk a little bit about gardening, so don't go away. And this is Mike Wiggins, our host of the Garden Line, and my name is Meg. I'm the host of Pep Talk, and we're here on Christmas week getting you started. So if you have a question or comment, please text it in, 850-437-1620. We will be back right after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It's Tuesday, and even if it is Christmas week, it's still the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. So what you got? We got a question that came in right away here.
Oh, sure.
It says, if you want to take a second to answer one of our listeners' gardening questions.
Oh, that's what we're all about. Please.
Okay.
We welcome them, and especially today.
Yes. Well, welcome to Marcus, who sent in a text. He said, I planted winter rye about a week before Thanksgiving, and it has been slow with extra W's to germinate. Any tips to promote growth? About an inch tall but spotty where it is growing. Planning to seed again this week. Sandy soil, Perdido Key area. Yard is weedy mixed with Bahia.
Very good.
Great question.
Well, great question. And quite frankly, it really doesn't matter what kind of grass you have. I think we've said before, if you get ryegrass that's good and fresh and sow it in the asphalt parking lot out here, it'll come up. I mean, it really will. It'll react. My first comment on that would be water. Just be sure you've got enough water on that ryegrass because it will come up. And put it out thick. I say thick, about at least 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet is a good rule of thumb. Keep it out of your flower beds. We've always preached that sermon here. Mm-hmm. You just don't want to do that. However, ryegrass will come up no matter what. Now, one thing I would caution is that you need to have fresh seed. Remember, we said if you have some ryegrass that, say, you carried over from last year, mm-hmm. a bag in the garage, and you put it out, that germination, and this is what his problem is, that germination is going to, percentage-wise, is going to drop because you really need that good, fresh seed. It's some Oregon annual ryegrass. That's what you want to plant. Water it, and it will come up. So we've had a fair amount of rain, not enough. So
we'd have zero chance of rain all week.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we had all that other rain, you know, last week, and of course, a lot of us have the sprinkler. We turned off the sprinkler system, of course, but it's time to turn it back on. I mean, you don't need to water every day, but you need to at least give, I'm going to say, a couple times a week at least for 30 minutes, maybe a little bit more, if it stays dry like it is right now. And this is kind of sometime for December. It's typical. We get these dry spells, but you do need to keep the water on there, not only if you're planting ryegrass, but just because your grass, the roots are still growing. You can't just let it go. So be sure to water. But I think that's the deal. It maybe not enough water on that ryegrass. Maybe it wasn't fresh ryegrass. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because he says he's planning to seed again this week. So maybe double check the age of those seeds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but do that. But I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. If you've got some spotty areas, go at it again. And as soon as you do it in, maybe kind of rake the area first, you know, get all the leaves off of it, and then sow your ryegrass, and then water it, and I bet you'll be successful.
Okay, we just got a text back in from Marcus, and it's a big thanks, Mike Wiggins, Mayor Wiggins.
Exclamation point. Thank you, Marcus. All right, Merry Christmas to you.
So if you have a question, you can text it in all morning, 850-437-1620.
Exactly. When you were out, we talked a little bit about Christmas gifts.
Oh, okay.
For gardeners.
Doggone it, I missed it.
Well, you didn't miss much because we're going to talk about it again.
Oh, good. Well, today's the day because now we're down to the wire.
We are down to the wire.
This is the big shopping day right now.
Exactly. And I don't know how you're going to get these gifts before Christmas, but they're kind of fun to talk about because my favorite gift for the gardener are knee pads.
So romantic.
Why are you laughing?
Well, I need them. I don't know.
I understand. Knee pads. Knee pads are going to.
I just got a funny image. That's all.
Oh, I understand. I've got some.
I am sure you do.
If you're kneeling down on concrete and reaching over and working in your flower beds, it'll save your knees.
Well, I don't just need them for gardening, quite frankly. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I got you. Anyway, now I know what to get you for Christmas. No doubt. But knee pads, it's some fun. I got them as a gift one time, and I'm like you. I just laughed.
Yeah.
I said, what is this? But Mary Ellen had bought them for me, and my goodness, they have saved my knees.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, that makes perfect sense, especially for weeding.
If you're so inclined to to do that.
For the person who has everything.
Exactly.
Well, that's a great one.
Oh, exactly. Okay. Seeds.
Okay.
A packet of seed. Now, you could do this if you really need some stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
Some seed packets are good for a couple of reasons. One, the seeds, if you'll check the date on them, if they're mm-hmm. current seeds, that's, they probably are. Very few garden centers are going to sell old seed. It's the same thing like the ryegrass. You
right.
want good fresh seed.
That's a cute idea. I like that.
Well, it's a good idea. And what you can do if you buy seeds in a seed packet, you can in many times find varieties or colors or just different types of plants that you like. And if you want to plant marigolds,
mm-hmm.
but you'll find a whole host of varieties of marigolds in a seed packet,
yeah.
whereas you won't find them on the shelf as transplants in your garden center. So that is a great idea. I also, this is one, I don't even think we talked about this last week, some hand pruners.
Oh, what are those?
I use them all the time. Matter of fact, I just used them. I had to clip the top out of the Christmas tree a little bit mm-hmm. so the angel would fit on top.
Right.
But I always recommend one brand, Corona.
Oh.
Corona. And it's the hand pruners. They have different sizes, small to large. Get the large ones, and I'll tell you right now, you'll use them constantly. Very high quality, lasts forever if you take care of them. Don't leave them out in the rain. But the hand pruners are a good gift, and
yeah.
you can pick those up anywhere.
Okay.
Anyway, that's another
Well, someone just commented, one of our listeners, and I don't have your name, but the listener says the knee pads, we're talking about knee pads, and it sent a picture for you, Mike. It says, this knee pad or flipping over bench, my mom absolutely loves hers.
Really?
So it's like, it looks like a little bench that you could actually either, I guess, sit on.
Yes.
But it's low.
Yeah. And one thing you can add to that, is that's a great, great idea, a great thought, is that on these benches, some of them have grab bars, if you will.
Yes, that's what this one has.
Yeah, so
yes.
you can. So somebody like me might have trouble getting up
when
from
it's
a bench.
The lower it is.
The lower it is, exactly. Can now, get.
Yeah,
get,
that's
get,
the picture of it. So thanks for sending that in. That's very cool.
Yeah,
that's
that
a great
my,
idea.
That's on my list. Absolutely.
Oh, so, okay. Good. Yeah. So
very, very good. We also talked last week about a book, and you might be able to go to say Barnes and Noble. It's called, believe it or not, Texas Gardening.
Oh.
By a guy named Neil Sperry. Neil Sperry is my hero. He is the guru of gardening talk radio in the state of Texas.
Huh.
He's all over the state, all these radio stations. And, when we take a little break.
Yeah, we'll take a break
we'll
and come back.
We'll talk about his book.
All right. This is The Garden Line with host Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620. Text in your questions. Good morning. This is The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on Pep Talk. And we've had some texts coming in at 850-437-1620. It's not too late to ask a question because he's going to be here till 10 this morning. So, Mike, you're helping us with Christmas ideas. I was just sharing with him that I've got the big gifts done. Now I'm down to the stocking stuffers.
Well, you and me both. You and me both. I'll probably take care of that today.
Oh, good. Good. Okay.
So I got to look at my list here.
I see he's got a real list in front of him.
I do have a list. I made this list. This is
checking
off,
it twice.
This is off the cuff here. But go back to the book real quick.
Yes, the book. And who? Tell me again.
Neil Sperry.
Neil Sperry.
If you ever have lived in Texas, you know Neil Sperry because he is all over the state. I think every radio station carries, not every radio station, but he's all a lot of cities carry Neil Sperry. Anyway, Texas Gardening, the reason I like the book so much is almost everything in that book it's kind of like here in Pensacola.
Huh.
The things that he describes, the plants he recommends, the procedures to do this and do that, really kind of fit us. And it's got a beautiful insert of color pictures of perennials and annuals and that type of thing. So, anyway, it's a good book.
The title of it? Do you remember?
Texas Gardening.
Oh, Texas Gardening. Okay.
Texas Gardening by Neil Sperry. So you might want to look up that one. I've used it on this show for some time of reference for when we get some of the questions that,
mm-hmm.
In our research department can't answer.
And by the way, thank you, research department. You've been doing a great
Merry
job this
Christmas.
Year. Merry Christmas to the research department.
Unfortunately, there's nobody there.
There's
today.
No one in the building today.
Exactly.
It's just about.
They took their eggnog and went home.
That's right. Stop it. You're making me laugh.
Here we go. Okay. All right. Another gift here. We didn't talk about this last week either. We never got to it. Everything that's battery powered.
Oh.
Okay. Forget gas engines. Don't do it anymore. I don't care if it's a blower.
Really?
An edger, a weed eater, pressure washer, you name it. Battery. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We're here with some great ideas if you're doing some of that last-minute Christmas shopping today. So stick around. He's going to be here till 10 o'clock this morning. 850-437-1620. Still time to get in your gardening questions. And if you have some good gift ideas, we'd love to hear them too.
Absolutely.
850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk in The Garden Line. We'll be back after the news. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. I'm Meg, and I'm teary-eyed just hearing that.
Yeah, it's not a happy song.
Oh, just so beautiful.
But it is Pentatonix, which is just one of the greatest Christmas albums ever.
Oh, they're so good.
You might want to. That's a great last-minute gift.
Yeah. Just a nice Christmas, well, we say album, but whatever form that it takes today.
What if they have it in 45s? I don't know.
Yeah, right. But isn't that beautiful? They're just amazing.
They are amazing. I think they had a TV special.
Oh, yeah, ago. I think so. And I know they had a Christmas special. I think you can even download it or something like that.
I bet you can.
It was streaming,
YouTube,
I bet you.
Absolutely.
So that was Mike's request this morning.
That was my request. That's one of my favorite albums. I play it all the time. Where were we here?
We were talking about the battery-powered
stuff. My personal story on that, of course, is I had a lawnmower that just wouldn't crank, and I cranked it until my rotator cuff kind of said quit.
Oh, no.
Quit that. So I went to see my doctor, and he said, Mike, two things you need to do. If you're going to do it yourself, you know, get battery powered.
There you go.
Lawnmower and blower. If not, Mike, just go hire a yard guy, yard service. I said, I'm going to buy the battery powered stuff. So I got a battery powered lawnmower.
There's something not right, though, about you hiring a yard guy. There's just something.
Yeah, it didn't appeal.
I don't know.
Didn't really appeal to me.
You know, it's kind of telling like Julia Childs to hire a chef. I mean, he just doesn't work.
I hear you. In any event, so depending on your age, you might want to kind of convert periodically.
I bet the battery operator would be quieter, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, there's no question about it.
Oh, that'd be so much better.
It starts every time.
Because I hate the sound of a leaf blower.
Yeah. See, California, they've outlawed them for certain,
certain
hours of the day.
They don't even
allow them.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we'll just see if there's a few more here we need to look at. Oh. I did mention this last week, but I need to expand on it a little bit. Hummingbird feeders.
Yeah.
If you've never done that, you get into about mid-summer, maybe late summer.
They came a little later this year.
They sure did. But, boy, they were so much fun to watch. Absolutely. And you bought a bird feeder as a gift. I just thought it was so cool.
It is the coolest thing. My family, at this point, everybody has everything. And so I was trying to find something fun or unique. I found these bird feeders, y'all, that have, so it's a bird feeder,
right,
and it's waterproof and all that, but it has a camera in it. So it actually, you can watch the birds as they land on your bird feeder on your phone. It's kind of like a ring, but for your bird feeder. And it has a little panel, so it's solar powered, so it doesn't need batteries or anything. They come waterproof, and they come with AI identification with over 10,000 different species of birds, and it'll tell you on your phone what birds you're watching and all about it.
That's pretty cool.
Is that the coolest thing?
That is pretty cool.
I thought that was really neat.
Plus,
and the price range, by the way, I think they start around like these 59, but go all the way. I mean, you can get the super duper supersonic cameras and all that. So you, depending on your budget, but of course I got the lower end one, but I think it was really cool. I'm excited. We do a Dirty Santa with everybody. And so I thought that's a good one.
It's so much fun. You had mentioned to me one time that not only does it take the picture of the bird and identify the bird, but but it will also set off a squirrel alarm.
I was comparing shopping last night, and I did buy the one that has a, when you see a squirrel, you push a button, and it sets off an alarm, and it had a video of the squirrel munching on the seeds, and all of a sudden was like, panic, and jumped off.
It jumped off, and has to drop about 30 feet.
That in itself is worth the price right there. Forget the birds, just tormenting the squirrels.
That is so much fun.
It's a neat gift. I thought it was a kind of cool gift.
Exactly. So, in any event, there are a lot of gifts out there for gardeners, and I think some of them, as we've mentioned this morning, you could probably pick up at your local garden center.
Oh, sure.
Maybe today, because tomorrow's Christmas Eve, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, in any event, that is fun.
Yeah.
That is fun to talk about. A couple things I just want to, before we leave today, is number one, and this is just a couple of safety things, of course, whenever you leave, I'm going to visit, whether it's going away for an hour or even all day, be sure to cut off the lights on that Christmas tree.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Every time I drive by the fire department, I look, they've got the wreath with all the green lights around it.
Yeah.
And, of course, they have to plug in a red one.
Every time there's a fire,
every
right?
Every time there's a fire. Exactly. And the one I'm down on Summit was in pretty good shape.
Oh, good.
Pretty good shape. So just be very, very careful with that. Jumping around a little bit here on your poinsettias, they are going to need water for sure. But one of the hints, well, not a hint, but just something one should do is if you've got a poinsettia, and I'd say 99% of the poinsettias you buy come in a real colorful sleeve, kind of a plastic sleeve, if you will. Well, what you don't want to do is to water the poinsettia with that sleeve on it.
Really?
Without cutting the bottom of the sleeve. I use a box cutter.
Huh.
And you just slit it. So when you water it, the water will, of course, take care of the poinsettia, but then it will drain through and come out. Now, I have some on my front porch, so I don't worry about having a saucer.
Right.
But if it's a poinsettia inside, you'll need a saucer. And so when you water it, it'll drain into the saucer. But what you should do is empty that saucer.
Right.
That poinsettia doesn't want to sit.
It's like drowning the plant.
Yes. Good. That's a good way to put it.
So this is annoying to me because no one in my life has ever told me that.
Really?
No.
Well,
which explains why a lot of my poinsettias have gone by the wayside.
What you'll find is the poinsettia, that water will accumulate at the bottom of there. It's kind of a big mushy bottom.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And no one ever shared that with me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I could help.
I am learning so much this year. I'll tell you what. He's the expert for sure.
No. We need to be sure that you keep your cover, your blankets, your frost blankets, whatever, handy. This weather is a little bit of a teaser because we get into January, February. We can, you know, that's when we really are subject to some very, very cold weather.
And it changes so rapidly here. I mean, we had one day where we were in the 20s and 30s, and literally that afternoon up near the 70s.
Exactly. And that was it didn't freeze. It kind of got...
No, it just was weird.
It was close, but it was quick.
Right.
And that's good. That's good. It's when you have a freeze, it stays, you know, below 32 for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst. So you got to be very careful with that. We talked about it a minute ago. Be sure to keep the water on the lawn. That's very, very important. And remember, your pot plants are going to dry out quicker than your lawn. They just do that. And so you need to be sure to watch them. Most of us, that's probably wrong, many of us, including myself, have hibiscus and mandevilla and crotons in containers. The hibiscus are in big trouble. The mandevilla is in trouble. My croton tends to be doing okay for a while, but you get 24 degrees, they're going to go. So, but be ready to protect them. if you want to try to protect them, carry them over for the next year. Mainly talking about tropicals here.
Right.
Have all that stuff ready.
That makes sense. That's great advice.
There's no doubt about it. Also, on your house plants that you've moved in, you may find you're getting a little bit of shock because that most plants like a constant temperature, constant watering. They don't like change.
Mm.
And you take that real pretty weeping fig, a Ficus benjamina, and you move it into it. Been out in the full sun. You move it into your cozy den. You're going to have a plant shock. So watch them close. And if you see that happening, try to move it towards a sunnier window.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you know because you don't. We've got about 90 days. You're probably going to have to keep those houseplants inside
Before
we can move them outside with all confidence it's not going to freeze again.
Okay. So. Well, with that advice, we're going to take a quick break. This is The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620. If you've got a question, we've got time. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk with Mike Wiggins and The Garden Line. We've been talking about gifts and all kinds of things during the break here.
Talking about Christmas cactus.
Yes, I was asking if he had a chance to talk about that last week, because I have one from last year, and I said to him, it's healthy, it's just not blooming. I looked at it this morning, I was like, you poor, pitiful little Christmas cactus.
Yeah. The Christmas cactus is very temperature sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to be, I'd say 50s to 70s. If it's outside,
mm-hmm.
and it should be outside in the
Which
summer.
I didn't know.
In the summer, it likes a lot of sun. But as you get into the fall, if you can gradually move it, say, on to a patio, or, you know, it needs a lot of light, but mm-hmm. not quite as much sun as it does in the summer. So then water it, but not too much. It's a cactus, remember. It's a cactus. Water it, and then it's just kind of up to Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Yours
in my house, I don't know if she's around.
I was going to say, yours hasn't met Mother Nature yet.
No,
but I told Meg, maybe it's an Easter cactus. Well, it might bloom at Easter. You never know.
I have never in my life heard of an Easter cactus.
Well, sometimes they bloom early, so you call them a Thanksgiving cactus.
Oh, okay.
I think the experts will say, there's different varieties. I don't know if I buy that.
But you said yours is like blooming.
Oh, it's crazy. Going
of course it is.
It's fuchsia.
Mine's fuchsia, but there's no fuchsia right now.
Just wait. But don't, this next summer.
I'm going to do it next spring.
Kind of set it outside. Yours, we have to go back to what we said about plants don't like change.
Mm.
I know you must have yours in your cozy den.
I do.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to like in March or April putting it out in the full blaring sun.
Okay.
You're going to need to kind of ease it out there.
Okay.
Because it doesn't like that change that much.
Oh, I wish I knew all the things you knew.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you. You really need to write a book. I've said this. Don't y'all think he needs to write a book?
A book. Neil Spears'
book. The Mike Wiggins gardening book. The Garden Line. We've got the title and everything.
I could probably sell two or three.
Maybe. Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, I could sell more than that because I've got a big family.
There's your stocking stuffer.
There you go.
All right, what else have we got?
Here we go. We've got about 10 minutes to go. Let's kind of walk our way down through, seriously, some gardening things
we
need to do or not do.
Okay.
First of all, and I'm not going to get too deep into this, but I got a text from Jack.
Oh.
You don't remember Jack, probably. Jack owns Caladiums, Florida, down in Lake Placid.
Huh.
Dealt with Jack for years. Sent me a text and said, Mike, the crop is great.
Oh, really?
It's great. He says, you need to go ahead and put an order in for what you want. So if you're listing, if you go to Caladiums, Florida,
is it a K or a C?
C.
C, Caladiums.
Caladiums, Florida.
Okay.
Not Florida, Caladiums, Florida. And go to his website. It's a great website. He's got pictures, every caladium he sells in full color. And also he sells elephant ears.
Now, as
we get a little further, next three or four shows, I want to talk a little bit more about the elephant ears and what variety you should plant. But Jack is really good about this. He says, okay, here's your order. You know, you pay for it. And he says, I will send it to you when it's time for you to plant in your area. Now, I knew when I wanted them, but I said, okay, I'll see what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, they showed up in April and May
huh.
to plant. So it's a great company, and I've enjoyed working with them. And Caladiums, Florida.
Caladiums, Florida.
Fun to look at. Okay, so that's Caladiums, Florida. The next thing, and we need to talk about this more as we move on into, golly, the month of January, is roses.
Oh.
Is roses. Just to keep it kind of brief right now, you need to look at a couple of things. One is manufacturer. That's not a wrong right word. The grower. Jackson and Perkins is good. Weeks is good. But the whole rose industry, as we've discussed on the show, has gone through a complete change ever since a particular rose came on the scene. Now, Meg, you know what rose that is?
Mm-mm.
The rose that has changed that whole industry?
No.
The knockout rose.
Oh.
The knockout rose, which is one of these roses that is really is a no-brainer. You plant it, and mine is blooming right now. I mean, it's getting a little scraggly, but it's looking right now. Anyway, we need to talk about roses, and we need to talk about the various varieties of roses,
mm-hmm.
ones that grow tall, short, long stem, short stem. But that's a big discussion we need to have in January.
Okay, that's great. And someone just sent in a question about roses. One of our listeners just sent it in and asked me to ask the question for you. So I just purchased new roses from Lowe's in the plastic rectangle bins. They aren't technically bare root, but have minimal dirt on the roots. Should I soak them in water like you would a bare root rose? Does that make sense to you? Should I soak them in like you would with a bare root rose?
I don't really think you need to do that. I assume you're going to go ahead and plant it. And you could go ahead and plant that rose right now if you wanted to. I don't think you're going to have a freeze problem with them unless we got down to single digits. But you need to plant it correctly, of course. Any rose, you need to take those roots, dig the hole, and make a little mound at the bottom of the hole and kind of spread those roots over that hole. Use organic material like some peat moss mixed with the sand that came out of the hole. And there's a little golf ball size root. Root's the wrong word. It's a bud union.
Mm-hmm.
It's where the rose has been grafted because the roots of roses are different than the tops because the correct roots will help the roses grow in our area. So be sure that you don't bury that bud union. Have it sitting right out of the ground. That's kind of the level where you want to plant it. And I'd go ahead and plant it right now and then let it just leave it alone. And then you know the magic date on pruning it back. Don't you, Meg? Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day. That's easy. I can remember that.
That's right. Valentine's Day is when you might want to, your pruning of your roses. But no, you can go ahead and put it in the ground. Now, soak it in water. If you wanted to do that before you planted it, that probably would not be inappropriate, but I think you can probably just go ahead and plant it. Sometimes I have found I'm not sure how to put this, when you purchase a rose, maybe from a large discounter,
mm-hmm.
if you will, that they really haven't taken care of it. If it's been wrapped in plastic and with sawdust around it, and those roots have dried out,
right.
then you may not get the results you want. Because if you look at roses, you could almost classify them as high maintenance,
mm-hmm.
Mainly because of disease, powdery mildew, that type of thing, black spot. So you have to be very careful with your roses that you buy a very healthy rose. I like to buy one that the grower or the retailer has put into a container, so it's in a plastic pot with good soil around it. I think that's the best way to do it. So the one you bought probably is going to be okay, but if the roots have dried out, I sure would get it planted quickly, or as you said, go ahead and at least get it into the water.
Okay, great question. Thank you so much for sending that in. This is the Garden Line. Got a few minutes left, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with the Garden Line and Mike Wiggins.
Well, Meg, we got to go here, but a couple of things. One, we got a nice text from Catherine.
She's a regular. We love our Catherine. Right.
She's a great friend.
She said, wishing you both a safe and peaceful
wish her
Christmas.
A very safe Christmas and very
peaceful.
Merry, very peaceful Christmas.
I love that.
No,
yeah.
No doubt about that. One thing I did want to say before we leave is to thank the clerks. be it a department store or just a local business or whatever, it's a difficult time. Many of them have to work.
Right, and their kids are home from school.
And some from at Christmas. And so many, many that I have dealt with during this Christmas season have been so pleasant and so helpful, knowing that they would rather be at home with all their kids at home. But thanks to them, especially the folks in retail. Also, our first responders.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Our firemen, our policemen who do such an unbelievable job here.
And they'll be working during the holidays.
They'll be working, and but hopefully
our medical folks at the hospitals and all the caregivers and
we could go on and on and on about folks that are helping us, keeping us safe. So Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right, Merry Christmas, Mike, to you and your family. You do such a great job with this show. It's just such a pleasure.
Thank you. You do too, Meg.
Happy holidays. We are going to be back here on Pep Talk in just a few minutes. If you'd like to re-listen to this broadcast, you can. It's on our website at newsradio923.com. Just click on podcast, click on the Garden Line, and you can take notes from all the great instructions every week. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back.